On March 11th through 15th, the Episcopal House of Bishops gathered for a retreat. The House of Bishops is the body of all of the bishops elected to serve the Episcopal Church. And they issued a word to the church that I'd like to share with you now. March 15th, 2006. The House of Bishops of the Episcopal Church, meeting in retreat, unanimously approved the following word to the church. Holy Week 2016. On Good Friday, the ruling political forces of the day tortured and executed an innocent man. They sacrificed the weak and the blameless to protect their own status and power. On the third day, Jesus was raised from the dead, revealing not only their injustice, but also unmasking the lie, also unmasking the might that makes right. In a country still living under the shadow of the lynching tree, we are troubled by the violent forces being released by this season's political rhetoric. Americans are turning against their neighbors, particularly those on the margins of society. They seek to secure their own safety and security at the expense of others. There is legitimate reason to fear where this rhetoric and the actions arising from it might take us. In this moment, we resemble God's children wandering in the wilderness. We, like they, are struggling to find our way. They turned from following God and worshiped a golden calf constructed from their own wealth. The current rhetoric is leading us to construct a modern false idol out of power and privilege. We reject the idolatrous notion that we can ensure the safety of some by sacrificing the hopes of others. No matter where we fall on the political spectrum, we must respect the dignity of every human being. And we must seek the common good above all else. We call for prayers for our country, that a spirit of reconciliation will prevail, and we will not betray our true selves. I share this letter with you today on Palm Sunday because we have just walked the way of those who, with great expectation, shouted, "Hosanna, save us, blessed are you, our King," as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, only to find Jesus the King was not the kind of king they expected him to be. And then we found in our own mouths the words of those betrayed when Jesus didn't use his God-given power to ensure worldly power and status and privilege for some at the sacrifice of others. Instead, we arrive at Jerusalem to find that Jesus the King uses his God-given power, surrenders his God-given powers on the cross for the sake of the whole world, not for his own sake, not for his own privilege, or the privilege of his people alone. That use of power can feel like a betrayal. That use of power can seem a little scary and risky. And that's why we have Lent, to prepare ourselves to set aside our self-interest and enter in to the way that Jesus the King lays before us. This Holy Week, my friends, I pray that we will journey together, walking the way of Jesus the King, surrendering our God-given power to God, so that God might use the power entrusted to us for the good of all of God's people. The peace of the Lord be always with you.